Appreciation. A The Murderbot Diaries fanfic. Written by Completely Different. Read by Black Glass. Preservation was celebrating some sort of annual tradition. Or, at least, some of the humans of Preservation were, and most of Mensa's family were part of that group. I didn't really understand the specifics of it, and didn't care, beyond how it applied to a variety of holiday media. Some of the smallest Mensas have been very excited to show me. The media ranged from cloyingly sweet to genuinely heartwarming, although they were all kind of vague on what exactly the point of this celebration was. Anyway, Mensa's family was having a big party. I had been invited, and against my better judgment, I'd attended, if only to provide security. I'd spent most of the time tucked away in one of the smaller rooms, monitoring things via drones, and occasionally sending my rankings of holiday serial episodes to Amina and her assorted siblings and cousins. A focal point of the celebration was a meal. They always were, with human celebrations. Every course or whatever, someone was given the opportunity to share something they appreciated from the last year, and everyone made noises, and blah, blah, blah. I was keeping my distance, because humans eating is disgusting, but monitoring the situation via drone in case anyone choked or something. It didn't surprise me when Dr. Mensa said, "I'm grateful to be here, among the ones I love." I was grateful for that, too. It had taken a lot of hard work to make it happen. It was a little more surprising, two courses later, when Amina spoke up to say, "I'm grateful to new family friends, even if they can be sarcastic jerks." "Yeah, well," said like a sarcastic jerk Amina. If I had bothered to run any probability assessments, I hadn't, none of them would have predicted Tiago, of all people, right before the final course, saying, "I'm thankful for those who have worked so hard to keep my family and friends safe." My organic parts had gone completely soft and melty by that point, and I had no idea why. Tiago was probably just talking about some government official that had passed new sanitation law, or something boring like that. Nothing to do with me at all. My urge to get up and do a patrol around the farm's perimeter was unrelated, too. I was just doing my job. End of story. Thanks for listening.